Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Three appearances within 2 weeks. I joked with UK entomologist Lee Townsend that he was becoming a radio rock star lately. The reason is his topic, today, how and when landowners can save their ash trees from the emerald ash borer, which is about to emerge and continue its damage.
They're going to be typically around the end of April, and for injections on the larger trees, they'll do that after the leaves are already out. The product goes into the tree much more quickly that way, so they'll do that later in the season than these preventive drench treatments.
Those drench treatments are something a homeowner can do effectively. There is a decision guide available online about timing of treatments and their cost and effectiveness.
It's a decision that you have to think about, and this decision guide that we've talked about really takes you step by step in about 5 steps to help you decide, yes, you want to protect it, and then if you do want to protect some trees, can you do it yourself or do you need professional help?
Townsend says you can find that guide online by simply doing a search for EAB Decision Guide. You will get right to it. We'll be right back.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
We're back with UK entomologist Lee Townsend, who says fighting the emerald ash borer in some situations would be impractical. On the other hand, with some tree stands and in some residential situations, fighting back with professional or do-it-yourself applications can save those ash trees.
Particularly people that have some valuable trees or they just like the ash trees they have and don't want to see them decline and ultimately have to replace them. It's a decision that you have to think about, and this decision guide that we've talked about really takes you step by step in about 5 steps to help you decide, yes, you want to protect it, and then if you do want to protect some trees, can you do it yourself or do you need professional help?
So EAB, the emerald ash borer, can be dealt with if you act soon. To consider all the possibilities, that online search can be done at EAB Decision Guide. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.